Hey, good morning. Y94, Playhouse in the Morning. Empire, hold numb little bug. So let's say you're out there and you're trying to maybe get somebody's attention. There is always the tried and true way to start a conversation. And that is a pickup line. And sometimes you maybe get these if you're out at a bar or something. That'd be like the age-old way to do it. But more in 2020, I feel like sometimes people maybe even open up like their online dating conversations with this. Send you a weird pickup line over like a message or something. And so I don't know what idiots have nothing better to do than to research this, but they polled people on their best pickup lines and like the ones that had the most success for them. Either like somebody used it on them and they were like, yes, I love you. Or they used it on somebody and that person was very receptive to it. And so we printed them out and Amy was going to just as a collective, I mean, society, she's going to try to pick us up, Fargo Moorhead. So just now, I'd say close your eyes, but you're probably driving. Just feel that you're in a bar or you're checking your Tinder and Amy's now sliding into those DMs and drop some of these
and
on
I'm just
you.
Looking for love.
These are your favorites?
So these are my favorites. Are you a magician? Because you just cast a spell on me.
How old is this one?
Some of them are kind of old, like the did it hurt when you fell from heaven and do you believe in love at first sight or should I walk past again? But how about are you a cake? Because I want a piece of that. Or this one is good. If someone tried this on me, it'd probably work. Are you a cat? Because you look perfect.
I feel like you have to have the right personality to pull some of these off. In person, it's maybe a little bit easier if you're like typing it maybe.
Yeah. How about, hold on, let me get ready. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9, and I'm the one you lack.
You know, that's actually, I haven't heard that one before. That's not good. Bad.
How about, your phone has GPS, right? Because I'm totally getting lost in those green eyes.
Okay, can we take a quick intermission? I just want to do a quick feel out here. Has anybody fallen in love with their radio? Like, are you right now like, yes, Amy, I will go on a date with you?
Have these worked
on anybody? Has anybody just like been schmitten with Amy? Did this happen? Is there one in there where like I've honestly never heard that before? I just want to know how many people you've just seduced.
How about this one?
Okay.
This one? Okay, so this one this has to be one that you do in person. So you're going to hold out your hand towards them like you're reaching, like you're trying to get something and say, hey, I'm going for a walk. Will you hold this for me? And it's your hand.
Well, that's not
bad. To hold
bad.
Their hand, yeah.
Somebody says, I'm sorry, Amy. I think I'm going to have to keep looking for somebody else.
Somebody said, if I had the opportunity to rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
Hey, not terrible. Not terrible. These are America's favorite pickup lines, huh?
Yeah. How about, are you a bank loan? Well, you've certainly got my interest.
I like that one, too, because I don't know if I've heard it before. I like the ones that seem a little bit more original. A few of those in there kind of are cliche.
Yeah, like the, let's see. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Yeah, that one. How about, if you were a triangle, you'd be a cute one.
Again, always good on the math nerds.
Oh, this is good. I've never heard this one. Are you a stamp? Because I think you're first class.
Okay, we do have a couple of people that seem to have been seduced by you.
Hey.
Somebody says the cake one got them, so you got a date.
Are you a cake? Because I want a piece of that.
Not bad.
That one I think you have to be a little sassy to pull.
You do. I guess, if you're out there going to try some of these, I think they hit better if a person can't predict the pickup line. Because so much of like the, it's because they didn't see it coming necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't know what you're going to say. But if you use the one like, did you fall from heaven? Did it hurt? Or everybody knows about what you're going to say. You got to say something new.
So this is from back in my Tinder days, and it still haunts me. And I think about it all the time. A guy messaged me and said, do you like raisins?
Do you like raisins?
Yeah, but then remember, this is like...
Is it going to be a gross one?
I don't know. I've never heard the end. I deleted Tinder, but I remember that was one of them. I deleted Tinder, and then I was like, oh, I kind of want to go back to see, like,
no, you
what
don't.
Is he following up with this?
I know what he's following up with, and you don't want to know.
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm certain I know where that's going to go. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's going to be a ding-dong pun. Yes, I know exactly where that's going.
See, now we're getting some of the common ones. Like, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Not bad, but again, is it going to hit the way you want it to hit when they probably know about what you're going to say?
I usually say that one in the mirror.
Playhouse in the Morning.